This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Song. Now, we are speaking about World Photography Day. And as you would know, Guti, today we are celebrating this day. And we know, Guti, as kalanga nje sabana ma pictures, we at some point, ama pictures were taken. Pictures. I believe at the time, kwaku black and white before it even became a color. Mr. Hlophe is joining us in studio today. And now, Mr. Hlophe, in case you don't know, Mr. Hlophe is that one guy, Ozombona, in most of MUT's events, Uba Corner, he's the guy ohlezi ethatha pictures up and down, taking pictures. Uzozichaza ke ukuthi wenza le MUT. I don't want to say much, Mr. H, because I must say mhlambe izinto ezirongo. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of MUT Radio.
Thanks, Owet. My name is Peggy Hlophe. I'm a publications and media relations officer at MUT. Amongst the things that I do, I also take photographs of MUT events. And we use those photographs in the stories that we publish in several platforms that we have as a university.
Maybe let's take it back, Mr. H, to photography, the history of photography, before we come to MUT, because you play a very important role in taking our pictures at MUT. Photography, what is it, and how was it all invented? By who, when, and how?
It started in the 18th century. In fact, around 1777, a guy called Johann Heinrich Schulz used light sensitive slurry to capture images of cut out letters on a bottle. That's how it started. But what is more important about photography is, you want to represent certain something or a certain person at a particular point in their history. And as far as possible, you want to have that person. You're always thinking about, well, maybe not now. Maybe we can talk about the evolution of photography. Usually before now, they would take a photography to preserve how that person looked. So you are always thinking about the next generation so that they would see how somebody looked. How did Winston Churchill look? How did Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president of the United States, look? All right. How did any person, how did they look? You're not doing it for people now because they know him. But now it has evolved to such an extent that you are not only using photography for those purposes, but you're also using photography to reinforce the message that you have in a story. That's what you do on a daily basis. You have a story and you have a photographer. You have a photo of somebody that tells us who that person is. Maybe Professor Sibiya, this is how she looks, our VC. Or you have a photo that represents something. The event. So you are reinforcing the event that you're talking about in the story using a photo.
Oh, that's interesting, Mr. H. And in your terms, now as someone who takes our pictures, what is a good picture to you?
A good picture must have the following. It must represent that person. Is that a way to, does he look this way? Yes, that's one.
Okay, no filters.
Yes. No. You can use filters.
Okay.
You can use, but when you use filters, only use filters to enhance the photo.
Okay.
Not to change it such that it's no longer a waiter. This is now a different person. You use filters to enhance the picture, so that people say, "Oh no, this is real a waiter." So yes, what you're saying, what you're asking, is very important. Yes, filters can be manipulated. A photo can be manipulated, and it can be wrong. That is why in the United States, a photo is no longer admitted in court as evidence. I tell you why. When John Fitzgerald Kennedy was killed on the 22nd of November 1963, so there were photographs that were used as part of the exhibits that were used in court. But it was found out that those photographs were manipulated. So since then, in the United States, photographs are no longer admitted in court as evidence, because photographs can be manipulated. So when you use those filters, my advice would be only use them to enhance the quality of the photo, not to manipulate them to such an extent that they are now giving a wrong impression to what it to what they should be.
Yes. Wow. And let's bring it back to a mango suit. What sort of pictures are appropriate to take to our social media for the institution?
Any picture that is appropriate is a picture that's going to represent that person correctly in a respectful manner, or that event that's going to that, a picture that's going to capture the essence of that, of the event, then that picture is corrected. But it must be clear. People must be the reader. If the picture is embedded within the story, the reader must be able to say, oh, I know this. This is Professor Sibiya. If you have never seen Professor Sibiya, now I know what she looks like because I've seen her in the picture. So that picture must be correct. And it must be a picture that does not degrade the dignity of an individual. So this is the principle that we use as marketing communication. We use the picture that's going to put the person out there. This is the real person. This is how this person looks in a respectful manner. So what we do is we say somebody's going to appear in the picture in a respectful manner, or they don't appear at all. All right. So they must appear in a respectful manner, or they don't appear at all.
So you don't cut a person. Let's say there's a group of people, maybe the whole SMT, and suddenly so and so is cut in a picture.
No. We don't. We don't do that. If there are five people in the picture, and when we as I take the picture, and when we use the picture, there will be five people. No, that would be unfair for me to remove somebody because now there's a reason for me to, no. When I take that picture in that event, I know exactly why I'm taking that picture and how it's going to be used, and everyone that's going to appear there is going to appear in the respectful manner. This is why I've never had any problem with somebody coming in to confront me and say, oh, this is how badly I look now because I've changed the picture. No, we don't do that.
In your articles, Mr. H, especially the Good News Friday, I always see you will have a picture. Then at the bottom, it would be their names from left to right,
yes.
All those things.
Yeah, that's called a caption. Yes.
How important is it for a photographer to have a certain information about an event I attend?
No, that's very important. If you're a photographer and you take a picture of people, you ask them their names, and you have to be very careful. Please, ma'am, please give me your name, and please, how do I spell it? The spelling must be correct. The position must be correct. You can ask them, or if you can't ask them, ask somebody that knows better. Take for instance, if there is MEC for sports. For instance, Mr. Kaula. All right, you do not know who he is. You just took a picture. It isn't a meeting. You do not know that his name is Mundomotle Kaula. Then there will be people that are working with him. Maybe his communication communication team. You go ask them and say, who is this gentleman? Mr. Kaula, Mr. Mundomotle Kaula. Okay, what is his position? Minister of Sports and Recreation in KwaZulu-Natal. So you must always make sure that you get information from a reliable source, not necessarily the person, because in some cases you may not be able to reach out to the minister himself, but there will be people around him who are reliable sources. They are going to feed you. They are going to give you correct information.
Wow. Anything that might have left that you might have wanted to share with us before I let you go, Mr. H?
Yes. As I said, there's two things that you should know about photography. The quality of the picture is important, and also the evolution of photography. These days, you can use a cell phone to take beautiful pictures. But when you manipulate them, when you change them, you must change them for the better. And don't use your photography skills to make people victims. But what you need to do is to enhance the quality of the photo. Please don't manipulate the picture such that
to a certain level.
To a certain level, but don't victimize people because you've got a very good knowledge of how to use a certain software to manipulate. So please don't. That is unethical. So the issue of using a camera to take photography, the foundation for that is you need to be ethical.
Oh, that's nice. No, thank you so much, Mr. H. We really appreciate your time. This is my personal question now. For a guy who always takes pictures, you don't like pictures.
Not necessarily. The thing is, it's very rare for somebody who takes pictures to be part of the story or to be a newsmaker. It's very, very rare. It's very rare. There are very, very few photographers that have become newsmakers themselves.
I wish someone was here to take a picture of you while you speak about this. That would have been amazing, but it's okay. Thank you so much.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Thank you so much, Mr. H, for just telling us more about photography, the art, the beauty of photography. Ashoko, Mr. H, good tema filters, yes, they are there to help and enhance his tombe, but not necessarily to change. Beautiful interview that was on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.